Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesotans are asked to weigh in on Xcel Energy's latest proposal, electricity rate hikes of nearly 10% starting this year. The two-year rate plan would increase the average residential bill by about $9.89 this year, with another increase in 2026. The first working group meeting from state lawmakers since the Annunciation Catholic School shooting is underway at the Capitol Complex. 13 proposals are being introduced, including a ban on assault rifles. DFL Senator Zainab Mohammed introduced the ban proposal.
Weapons designed for war, built solely to take human life, have no place in our neighborhoods, schools, or public spaces.
Testimony included from the other side, Rob Doerr from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, says lawmakers need to concentrate on the root of the problem and solve the mental health crisis.
There's no background check that can detect somebody's internal crisis, but there are things that can be done to help identify those with an impending crisis and connect them to resources.
Lawmakers will be back Wednesday to discuss this and other proposals. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will likely miss next week's home game against Cincinnati after he suffered an ankle injury in last night's loss to Atlanta. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says his young quarterback was able to play through the injury during the game, but it didn't respond well today.
You know, give him a ton of credit, just the toughness to get that thing taped up and keep playing. But yeah, that is something that we were able to determine today. Obviously tough news there.
Backup quarterback Carson Wentz is the expected starter for Sunday's game. Hundreds remembered 10-year-old Annunciation school shooting victim Harper Moiske during a celebration of life yesterday in Minneapolis. Rabbi Jason Rodich of Temple Israel in St. Louis Park led everyone in a poem and sing-along honoring Harper and slain classmate Fletcher Merkel.
We are Harper and Fletcher's people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Harper and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel died, and 21 others were injured in the mass shooting. In other headlines, it's harvest season in Minnesota, and MnDOT is asking motorists and farm equipment operators to share the road safely. Spokeswoman Ann Meyer says motorists should slow down, watch for farm equipment and debris, and use caution. Meyer says farm equipment operators should be using lights as required, use slow-moving vehicle emblems, and check the weight of vehicles. The DNR is reminding hunters to get any deer harvested this hunting season tested for chronic wasting disease. Big Game Coordinator Paul Burr says there's a few different places hunters can go to get their harvested deer tested.
Partner sampling program, which are a variety of businesses found throughout the entire state. A lot of taxidermists, for example, they have agreed to take samples for us. Local DNR offices, they will be happy to take a sample for you if you give them a call.
More information can be found on the DNR's website. A Rochester man faces felony fleeing and reckless driving charges. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Thomas Irish sped through northwest Rochester late Friday night, going 100 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. Deputies found him in his car on the side of the road and arrested him without incident. This is MNN.